At the moment, we got about 1,000 to about 6,000 head. We only got the mainly rubbishy short on cattle, but we potentially to destock with rum quality cattle. Yeah, vision maybe to run 30 to 40,000 head, employ 40 people from each property, and to supply cattle here, Asia, around Australia.
How many employees do you have at the moment?
We got about 30. We got about 20 trainees on board now. We got employment from the Minister of Cabinet funding, about 215,000, just for training them up.
Great.
And eventually we'll have 10 full employment after they've done their training.
So how many cattle did you turn off last season?
About, 1,000 head, yeah. We're looking at rounding up maybe about 6,000 feral cattle this year.
How have you gone so far, sort of searching out those cattle?
We got a fairly good idea where they are, and we just got to put our management together and get them all out, yeah.
What's the country like round there?
Oh, it's rugged, but I think we live here long enough to know where we got to go at.
And have you had much rain lately?
No, East Kimberley get the average rain every year. We're a bit below average, but I think we're better than other places.
So is it looking green?
Oh, definitely.
And what condition are they in, these ferals?
End of the year, they're pretty poor, but early in the year, like if we get them to early March, April, they're pretty good condition.
What's this partnership with the ILC that you're getting together?
Yeah, it's called NIPE, National Indigenous Pastoral Enterprise. It's another company they're setting up to work in business with securing cattle on Aboriginal property and going partnership. Hopefully we'll eventually end up owning our own herd of cattle, quality cattle here, Brahman.
I understand that you've actually purchased some bulls from Kunji Elvira Aboriginal Corporation.
Yes, that's correct.
How important is improving the genetics of the herd?
Oh, very important. Yep. You have to go with the good quality cattle to put on your property to earn big dollars.
Tell me about this large adjustment contract that you've signed. Who's that with and how many cattle?
Yeah, that was Spring Creek. We got it on the side that while we're waiting for this other venture to join in, we go make a deal now on a yearly base. So give us another income on the side to keep bringing in cash to keep working. We got about 1,030 head on your adjustment at the moment. Looking at another 2,000 coming over as well.
How big of a future do you think that could be for the East Kimberley Cattle Company?
We actually got the land, but hardly any stock on it, so I reckon a big future, yeah.
You guys have been busy, haven't you, over the last sort of 6-12 months?
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell me about some of these projects that have been undertaken on the property.
Getting all the boundaries secured, paddocks, more paddocks, water points. You get all that done, just lead up, then cattle can come in and got it all secured and make money.
You've put in over 50 kilometres in fencing, I understand.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, pretty good, eh? Mm.
And what's the mood around the camp at the moment then? Because we're just looking at the next cattle season now. There's some good prices.
I reckon it's really exciting. Yep, with all the mining company shutting down, we got the cattle company and the pastoral lease. I reckon they're all good. Yeah, everybody don't want to pull out, just keep moving, working.
And what kind of difference has this made so far to the communities in that area?
I reckon it made a big difference, you know. They see changes every time they go past. Yeah, big difference.
What's it like to see things finally begin to take off?
Well, we can have our own control over the land and run and management. By joining together, we're using our power and instead of going solar and we're going broke. It's real good. It wasn't all easy when it started, but I think everybody got the right idea and working together now.